نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, beloved youth, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 23rd of Rabi'ul Awwal 1446. Our topic for today, Jumu'ah, is Palestine, the past, the present, and the future. Brothers, we should know history is a fascinating topic, and our Islamic history is unique. Is not written in black and white, is written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama-i haqqani, ulama-i rabbani, the true ulama and scholars, and the red blood of our shuhada and martyrs. A nation that does not know its history will not have a future. So all of us must learn the history. If you just look briefly, I just give you just 2 minutes. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 13 years in Makkah Mukarramah after Wahi and Revelation, 10 years in Medina Munawwara, that is the 11th year of the Hijrah. 30 years after that, the Khulafa-i Rashidin. Thereafter was what? Was the Umayyad dynasty. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, 90 years. Then you have the Abbasite dynasty. And lo and behold, what happened? That they ruled Umayyad dynasty from Damascus, and then the Abbasite dynasty from Baghdad. 525 years they ruled. Then we have the Ottoman Empire, Khilafat-e-Usmaniyah. For 640 years they ruled. They never ruled a country. They ruled continents. Khilafat-e-Usmaniyah. They ruled the whole Africa, the upper region. They ruled the whole Asia basically. They were ruling half of Europe basically. So imagine what great contribution there was, but we are unaware of these things here. So let's start with Palestine. If somebody has to ask us, what is the history of Palestine, what will we say? So this is what you must say. When we study the Quran Sharif, Almighty Allah in chapter 17 verse 1 says, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylam minal masjid al-haram ilal masjid al-aqsa. The journey of Isra, the miraculous nocturnal journey. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's honorable wife Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha passed away. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very sad. Abu Talib also died. He wasn't a Muslim. So that he was the uncle of the Master alayhi salam, and he assisted the Master alayhi salam on many occasions. So that year in our history is known as Amul Huzn, the year of sadness and grief, Ghami Ka Saal. The year the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is 51 years old. Allah Jalla wa'ala says, Ya Rasulullah, I'll take you for a miraculous nocturnal journey from Makkah Mukarramah right up to Aqsa, that is Isra. There meeting the Anbiya, Prophets and Messengers, reading 2 rakat Salat, from there to the 7 heavens and beyond, that is called Mi'raj. If you want to know about Isra, chapter 17, verse 1, beginning of 15 Subara. If you want to know about Mi'raj, that from Aqsa Mubarak right to the 7 heavens and beyond, Go read chapter 53, Surah An-Najmi, verses 1 to 18. So that is the Mi'raj. So now our history goes from there already. When they asked Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was the first masjid to be built on this earth, the first mosque. So then Nabi alayhi salam said, the Kaaba Musharrafa, Masjidul Haram. Then 40 years after that was Masjid Al-Aqsa. So it shows from time immemorial, it is our masjid. And the gap is 40 years. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Abu Zar radiallahu anhu is a reporter. And who built it? Remember Nabi Adam alayhi salam built Masjidul Haram, and then he built Masjidul Aqsa. After centuries, then Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam came, he renovated and he refurbished Masjidul Haram, Baytullah, Kaaba, Musharraf. And this idea, Masjid Aqsa, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam came, the hadith is authentic in Sunan Nasai. So that is how the history starts. What are the virtues of Palestine? Allah Jalla Wala calls it Al-Ardul Mubaraka. The Mubarak, blessed land. Allah calls it Al-Ardul Muqaddasa, the sacred land. The land where Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, Milad Mubarak, honorable birth took place. Jesus was a Palestinian, Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Sayyidah Maryam, Mary the Virgin, Hazrat Maryam radiallahu anha is Palestinian. So she gave birth to Isa alayhi salam in Baytul Lahmin, there in Bethlehem. All these places we went, I've been 5 times to Palestine, but now the Jutlas, the Jews, they don't allow me. So brothers, Anbiya were born there. And then Anbiya used to cry and beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, I want to pass away there next to Masjid al-Aqsa and in Palestine. So open Bukhari Sharif, you will find Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam crying, begging Allah, Ya Allah, let me pass away bi ramyi hajarin, a stone throw away from Masjid al-Aqsa. So all this shows how holy, how sacred this place is. It is the land where most of the prophets and messengers came. Bani Israel, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, his first son, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. His second son, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam's son is who? So Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam's son, Nabi Ishaq, and then his son, meaning Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, Jacob. Then Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam's title, Israel. So all the prophets who came then, right till Jesus, till Nabi Isa alayhi salam, are known as Bani Israel. They are known as the Israelite prophets. So majority were in Palestine. Nabi Zakaria, Nabi Yahya, Nabi Ilyas, Nabi Isa, and all of them, Nabi Musa, all of them. So you should understand, Allah gave them books. Allah gave them nubuwwat. Allah gave them kingdom. Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, Nabi and king. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, Nabi and king. So all these things happened all in Palestine. And every Nabi, every prophet came, was a Muslim. No Nabi came as a Jew, Christian or anything else. Surah number 3, this is a big mistake even Muslims make. No Nabi came as a non-Muslim, Allah forbid. Every Nabi from time of Nabi Adam alayhi salam came and taught Islam. Surah 3 verse 67, chapter 3 verse 67, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَا كِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, whose name is Nami Ismi Grami, is mentioned 69 times in the Noble Quran. Chapter 14 is Surah Ibrahim. Allah says, never was he a Jew, never was he a Christian, never was he an idol worshipper. Then what was he? وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. He turned away from all the false ideologies and was a Muslim, one who submitted, surrendered lovingly, willingly to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So every Nabi was a Muslim. We must know that. Now we come forward, remember, now Masjid al-Aqsa is our first Qibla. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated there to Madinah Munawwara. Now, face Salat there for 16, 17 months. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. But the heart of the Master alayhi salam wanted to face the Baytullah. So why Allah let this happen? If you go to Masjid Nabawi, Here on the wall, you will see all the titles of the Master alayhi salam. So one title of the Master is Sahibul Isra wal Mi'raj. You, Ya Rasul Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are Sahibul Isra wal Mi'raj. You came from Makkah to Jerusalem, Al-Quds, Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddis. Then you went from Mi'raj. Then you see the title of the Master alayhi salam, Sahibul Qiblatain. No Nabi has these titles, only he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You face both the Qiblas. You face the Masjid Aqsa, and then you face the Baytullah Ka'aba Musharrafa. So that is also many, one of the many reasons why Allah Jalla Wala let this happen. So if our Qibla is Ula, we can never forget that our first Qibla. And remember Makkah Mukarramah, you read Salat there, you do Ibadat 100,000. You make Ibadat in Masjid Nabawi, then weak Hadith say 50,000, Sahih Hadith say 1,000. You make Ibadat in Aqsa al-Mubarak, 500 reward. You get 1,000 reward if you open all the Ahadith, Tabarani and all. So it shows that the rewards are multiplied, multiplied, multiplied. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, he rebuilt. I'm giving you the virtues. He rebuilt Masjidul Aqsa. After rebuilding it, Hadith authentic in Sunan Nasai, he begged Almighty Allah three things. Dua number one, Quran mentions, Surah 38, verse 35. Rabbi ghusilli wa habli mulkan la yambaghi li ahadin min ba'di. Oh Allah, forgive me for mistakes. Anbiya don't commit sins. Prophets, messengers don't commit sins. Me and you commit sins. So they make mistakes sometimes. So forgive us for mistakes and grant me mulkan la yambaghi li ahadin min ba'di. Innaka antal wahhab. Allah granted him for a'tahu iya. Allah Jalla Wala gave him such a kingdom over the power, over the wind, over the ants, over the animals, various languages, all these things. Second one, uwati'u hukmi hukmat. When I pass a verdict, Ya Allah, it must agree and concur with your judgment. So open Quran. Wa Dawood wa Sulaiman is yahkumani fil hals. The father, Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, passed a verdict. Regarding the same issue, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam passed a verdict, but different to his father. Allah praised both of them, but Allah said, فَفَهَمْنَاهَا Sulaiman. We gave a deeper, greater understanding to Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. In English, what you say? They stole this from this hadith. When you are confronted with a problem, you need the wisdom of Solomon to unravel this knot, to solve this problem. Wisdom of Sulaiman alayhi salam. So faham. So every verdict of his, Bukhari Sharif, Qissatu Kubra wa Sughra. So a lady came, two ladies, one elderly, one young. The elderly lady is carrying the baby. She says, the baby is mine. And then the younger one said, it's my baby. They went to Nabi Dawood alayhi salam chamber and court. So he asked them questions. He said, the lady is the bigger elder one, it belongs to her. They passed him, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, Bukhari Sharif. So he said, my verdict is different. He asked, what is your verdict? He said, I put the baby here on the table, I take a big knife and I chop the baby in half. So the mother, the younger one, she shouted, no, 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 leave, leave. He said, this baby belongs to the young one. How you know? He said, nobody will scream like this but the biological mother. Hikmat of Nabi Sulaiman. So Allah gave him. For all of you, Swaziland, South Africa, wherever you come from, I don't know which countries, Egypt or wherever, cry to Allah, at least go read two rakat salat in Aqsa al-Mubarak. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam making dua after rebuilding Masjid al-Aqsa, Hadith Sunan al-Nasai, Hadith al-Sahih. Man ata hazal bayt, la yuridu illa salata fihim. Who comes to this masjid, no hidden agenda, no ulterior motive, only to read salat there. Then, kharaja min zunubihi kayomin waladatu ummuhu. You come out of your sins like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. My wife and myself, with Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy, 1989, we went for Hajj. After that, mashallah, we went to Cairo. My ticket, now this is just something. My ticket was showing Air Sinai. Cairo, Tel Aviv. When we reached Cairo, I don't know what happened to Esa and I. It passed away, it died. You know, Cairo, Egypt, put a story. So I said, but we have to go. They said, no, all of you are going to go. You're going to go on El Al, the Jutla airline, the Jewish airline. So I said, well, we got no option. So we'll go with them. So then, little bit interview, and so we said. So they asked me, Mr. Hussein, you want food? I said, yes. I don't want to eat. I said, we'll see how they do. So then they brought the food in a green plastic. And it's written there in Arabic and in Hebrew and all. They're saying that the green plastic anyway is damaged. Then you must return it. It's not kosher properly. You see? So I just said, Kali, I said, no, but I didn't touch anything. The mockery the Jutlas make, after 15 minutes, then they throw alcohol. One side they throw streak. That also is a punishment for them, Quran says, ذَلِكَ جَزَيْنَاهُمْ بَغِيْهِمْ. Allah is punishing them because of their rebelliousness and disobedience. Then the Jutla must look for a loophole. So now this is kosher alcohol. So then they brought kosher. No, we don't want that pizza. Go from here. We don't want that pizza. I just want to receive. We went. No problem at the airport and it's going there. So then we stay in the hotel. Now we want to go shopping. So they want Palestinian. You say him in Enya, sir. In Arabic. I say, you know, be Africa. He says, why don't you come here? Tijaras. I said, no. I come for Salah. You see, you come from Zinobi, Africa, just to eat salat. I said, yes. He couldn't believe it. A man came from South Africa just to eat salat in Mecca. He bent down, he took out the frame. He said, take this, it's hadiyah for you. Fataha Umar ibn al-Khattab, conquered during the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Wa harraraha Salahuddin, and liberated during the time of Salahuddin Ayyubi. Wa may yuharriruha al-an, 1989. Who will liberate it now? Question mark, alamatu suwat. So that frame, I don't know if you've lost it. Then he said, now I'm very upset. Come with me. So he took me. I'm telling you all this because tomorrow in future you go, you must know what's happening. So he went to the police. He started shouting the police. He said, why you don't take this man to Aqsa? Now I'm thinking, but am I not reading Salat in Aqsa? Then where am I reading? I mean, I start wondering now. So he said that there must be a big shot. They told the police, open for him the Asal Masjidul Aqsa. The Asal original Masjidul Aqsa is in the basement. So then the police went and he opened for us. No electricity at that time. You see, he carried a big torch. And I must hold my wife. Imagine now she fall or I fall, you know, big problem in this time. And there is big wells, they will fall in the well and go for a swim also. Like that in this time. So then we saw lots of things there. So tomorrow if you go, then you must know all these things here. And tell them you want to go not only on the ground floor, you want to go there. They call bedroom in Arabic, you see. You want to go basement. Fast forward. 636 Gregorian calendar. So now Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah and them, they lay siege. So the leader of the Christians, that time the Christians were there. The leader of the Christians is Sofrianus. So Sofrianus said, we will hand over the keys. But our book and scriptures say, we must hand over the key to the person whose name is Umar. Who's Umar? He said, is right. Umar is there in Medina Munawwara, he'll come personally. And you give him the keys personally. So they wrote a letter, said Umar came, 17, 18 patches on his clothing. This is Masjid al-Aqsa in front here, till today. When he entered, so remember Sahaba, Tabi'in who were there, shouted, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And the mountain echoed, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So it's called Jabal Mukabbar, till today. You see that? Okay. Now the three keys. He, Sofianus, gave the key to him, Sayyidina Umar. Wabaka, and he cried. Sayyidina Umar asked him, why you speak? Why you cry? He said, Inna zulma lasa'a. When you make zulm and oppression, it will last for a short while. Wa inna al-adla ila qiyami sa'a. And if you do justice, it will last till the day of justice. You see, all these Stanford dictators, your America, your Europe, your Arab regime, all will fall. Why? Inna al-batila kana zahuka. anything based on batil, our apartheid regime in South Africa, you all don't know the history. The whites and the Burtis, the Buddha we used to call them, were so proud, they used to say, if we start in Pretoria Friday, Saturday, we will reach Egypt on Friday, Saturday, and the next week, we clean up the whole Africa. Such a powerful army they had. Where did 48 they started, 1990 they fell, 94 new rule democracy. So anything based on Baal. Then Omar said, come, let's go. Today, brothers, this is our history. But the tragedy is the Muslim doesn't know it. Sayyidina Omar and he said, this is Masjid al-Aqsa. That side at the back is the holy sepulchre, the church. I went there also. They saw me and all that. I went inside. I said, you see me, all right. So I went inside there to see. They said, the Omar said, with deep Sufyanus, and they signed the Mithaq Umar. They said, the Omar told him, that we will not demolish your churches. We will not demolish your monasteries. We will give you freedom of religion under our rule. Adalat Umar, the justice of Sayyidina Umar. Then it was Salat time, so he, Sufyanus, told Sayyidina Umar, read Salat Yasin, no idols here. Look at the firasat, the insight, foresight of Sayyidina Umar. He said, I know I can read Salat here, but I fear tomorrow my people will come and tell you, Christians, that Umar Amirul Mu'mineen performed Salat here. Now we want this piece of land, we will buy it, negotiate it. So it's in your interest I don't read Salat here. And he took a stone and threw it, the stone landed there, and he went to read Salat there. So Masjid al-Aqsa, Masjid al-Umar, and this side is Holy Sepulchre. The Christians, they believe that Jesus was crucified and all that things. We reject all that. That is your history. We came to protect your churches. 636 to 1099, our Muslim rule. 1099, the Crusaders came, Salvi'in, the Christians came. They slaughtered the Muslims and they slaughtered some Jews also. We must speak the truth. That is what Islam is. There were few Jews, they killed them also. The blood in Jerusalem was flowing more than water. You see, water you find everywhere. You know, this is Swaziland, Zamzam, you know how it goes. So what happens is this, that the blood was flowing more than the water. But Allah chooses whoever He wants. Allah chose Salahuddin Ayyubi Saladin. The man never saw Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara. He was always said, they asked him, Salahuddin, why you don't smile? He said, what is there for me to smile when our holy land is under occupation? See, brother. So what happens? After 88 years, 1099 to 1187, Gregorian calendar, no Jummah Salat, no Salat, nothing in Masjid al-Aqsa, nothing. If you go see all the places you're listening to now, Akka and Asqalan and all that Hittin, all that he conquered. 27th of Rajab, it is Friday, the year 1187, liberation takes place. Salahuddin Ayyubi Rahimahullah climbs on a mimbar. Whose mimbar, brothers? Nuruddin Zanki's mimbar. Nuruddin Zanki's mimbar, I saw it with Allah's help. So remember that mimbar made of wood, but no nail was knocked into it. Such a master. In 1969, one Jutla came and he burned that mimbar. But when we went in 89, the one portion of the mimbar they still had in a museum there. So that's how we saw a portion of it. So now he climbs on that mimbar. After 88 years, now a khutbah is going to take place in Masjid al-Aqsa. How do you start a khutbah after 88 years? Salahuddin Ayyubi started the khutbah. فَقُتِيَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ Allah Jalla wa Ala cut to shreds all the zalims and everything, and we praise Allah Jalla. They were so impressed, brothers, listen to this. Subhor si sunnah. They were so impressed with Salahuddin and his justice system. That holy sepulchre, the Christians say Jesus was crucified, he was buried, all that, we reject all that. They came to him and they said, Salahuddin, this is the keys. This is the keys of our church. Which year? 1187. Gregorian, take the keys. Every morning you must open, every evening you must close this church. They didn't trust the Christians among themselves. Brothers, go and read. From 1187 till now, 2024, the holiest church in Christianity, the Muslims are opening the church and the Muslims close the church. Because they don't trust one another. They give it to the Anglicans, the Lutherans will fight. They give it to the Protestants, the Catholics will fight. They don't give it to them, give it to the Muslims. That is our golden history. We opening your church. We are not demolishing your church. We are protecting it and so forth. So that's the past. Now what is the present? So a movement came, the Zionist movement, Sahyuniya, Sahayina. So they had four objectives. They said, we must take over Palestine. You know, I told you of the Ottoman Empire. So there was a ruler, Sultan Abdul Hamid Astani. They came to him. He was the ruler of the Ottoman Empire. They told him, we will give you $1 billion. Some kitabs even write two. But let's take one. We'll give you $1 billion. You Ottoman Empire, you got so many debts, you pay it. But give us a portion of Palestine. Sultan Abdul Hamid Asani rahimahullah said, I will not even give you so much sand of Palestine. His name is written in history because of this statement. You see that? Then came, you must remember, the Jutlas came in 1948. Then they expelled the Palestinians. They murdered them. There were three groups, Irgun gang, the Stern gang, the Haganah gang, and the British called them terrorists. The first time the word terrorists were used, they in Palestine were used against the Jews by the British. You must know all this. Then, 1948, 14th May, Israel came and Palestine finished. So already the Zionists got first item, first part is done. 1967 came, there's no time, I have to go quick. So then they say, we want the capital. So then they took over Jerusalem and they smack us in the face and they say that Jerusalem is the undivided eternal capital. They want the whole Jerusalem. Pay attention, dear brothers, all of you. Now what is going on is this. Pay attention. This year is the Israeli flag. It's a white flag, blue line on top, blue line at the bottom. In the middle is the Star of David. The blue line on top, blue line at the bottom is not some decoration. Minal Furati ilandil. From the Euphrates River in Iraq, we've been there also with Allah's help, right till River Nile. See how the politics plays. If you go to Egypt, Sisi is there, Sisi's mother is a Jew. So he's the Amen, the Pharaoh of Egypt. And that side there, Euphrates, who they got there in Iraq, they got the Shia. Go read the Shia books. I never speak from my side. In Rijal Uyu Ulama, write this down, make notes, mental notes. Shia book, Rijalul Kashi. Allama Nobakhti writes, the Muassis and the founder of Shia Azam was a Jew. It's not our books, it's your books writing all these things. In Rijalul Kashi, Nobakhti wrote. So that side they got the Shias, who are Kuffar. And this side, you must remember, they got the Pharaoh, Egypt. So now this they call Eretz Israel, Greater Israel. So now, nobody must come in the way. So Gaza, they want them out, Hamas. Then Lebanon, they want them out. Now the expansion is starting. Then, still not enough. Then the final plan. What is the final thing on the agenda? Look here, brothers. This whole area here is 36 acres. Masjidul Aqsa is not the building. Masjidul Aqsa is the big, big walls, 36 acres. All is Aqsa. So in front you have Masjidul Aqsa al-Qibli. Then you go that side, you have the beautiful golden dome. So from there, Qubbatu Sakhra, the dome of the rock. From there, the Master alayhi salam went for Mi'raj. They want to demolish it. Last week, they had cartoons. And it's burning. They say, we're coming to burn it. Allah forbid, Allah make hifazat. They say they want to replace it with Haikal-e Sulaimani, Temple of Solomon. Eh Ummah, ghor se sunna. This Ummah is fast asleep. On 15 Ramadan 1994, if you leave Aqsa and go 1 hour, there's a place called Khalilur Rahman, Hebron. Then remember that 15 Ramadan, it was Saturday, Fajr time, the masjid is packed. So Baruch Goldstein, the Jutla, the terrorist came. While our brothers were reading Salat, I read Salat Day in 89, I read Salat Day in 92. This happened in 94, and Ramadan, 15 Ramadan. So he came with his gun and he shot them dead. And they became martyred. 29 of them became martyred in the masjid. The others succumbed to the injury. 70 of them total shuhada. They got Baruch Goldstein, they dispatched him to hell, he's roasted and toasted in hell. So anyway, what did the apartheid Israeli terrorist regime do? They took our masjid, brothers, after this incident, and they made tanseef, they made partition. Muslim front part, that side, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is buried, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam is buried, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, and the honorable wives and spouses. They murdered 70 of our people and they stole our masjid. They were, and not one Arab government, Muslim government objected. All puppets, good for nothing. So you must remember what they did there. They want to do it now in Aqsa. They say the Jutlas, we will take the portion at the back and you can keep the front. You understood the agenda? That is Zionism. Now what Quran says? Go read this book, all of you who are Arabs, all of you who are ulama, and you know Arabic. Haqa'ikul Qur'aniya hawla qadiyatil falastiniya. That what does the Quran say about this current conflict with Hamas and everybody? We support Hamas. I met Hamas. I see it on the radio. وَقَالَ قَائِدُنَا إِسْمَعِيلِ لَنْ نَعْتَرِفِ إِسْرَائِيلِ. Our leader Ismail said, Haniya, we will never ever recognize Israel. He gave his life for that, rahimahullah. So we must understand. I give you two verses, then I'll be finished. The future, Allah, Quran, we don't read Quran. We just read Quran, we don't know what's going on. Go read chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, verse 104. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ. We're entering now the final phase. Qiyamah is near now. It's getting nearer and nearer. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ. Remember these words. Chapter 17, verse 104. جِئِنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا. We will bring you in groups and groups. 70 countries are fighting Hamas. Hamas are not even 20,000. And they can't defeat them is 1 year. قُوَّةِ إِيمَانِ. Why they want to fight them? Because Allah say, why Nabi Isa alayhi salam must go look for them? Why Hazrat Mahdi must go look for them? Why must the army go? Bring them all here. Then we will make proper qurbani of them. See, kudrat ka karishma. What is Hamas doing? This is the starting. Chapter 17, verse 7. Quran is not a book that just read it. Quran is a living book for all times, all places. Chapter 17, verse 7. Any person who knows Arabic, you're the alim, you know this. If the verb comes in the past tense and idha comes before it, the meaning goes to the future. All the ayats of Qiyamah, idha samaun shaqqat, idha shamsu kuwirat, idha samaun. See, chapter 17, verse 7. Three things. Fa idha jaa wa'dul akhirah, same verse. What will happen? That was the kuffar. This is a Muslim, Mujahideen. لِيَسُوءُ هُجُوهَكُمْ. That they will disfigure your faces. Hamas, with their limited resources, they sent more than 15,000 army of the Jutla Street to help. Therefore, they're telling the Africans there that we will give you permanent residence, go fight you. Because the Jutlas are running away. They can't. We embrace death. Khalid bin Walid wrote to Rustam, Inna ma'iyakum yuhibbun al-qital fi sabilillah kama tuhibbun al-khamar. With me there are people, they love death and martyrdom like how you love your wine. I translate it but different, you see. I say how you love your wine and your swine. You know, sir? So remember this. So this is what Hamas is showing the world. You're going to disfigure your faces. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. And they will enter Masjid al-Aqsa as they entered the first time with jihad. My two nephews are there this week. They were there for 10, 20 hours. They allowed them one salat, two salats. They didn't allow them. Today, Jummah. Today, Jummah in Aqsa. Anybody under 40 years old, go. Mamnu, mamnu. You're over 40. Our Haram Sharif, our most important place, they running the show. Allah says, when this army comes, they will come. Defeat them, finish them up. All the pride they got veto of Uncle Sam America. وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَدْبِيرًا. That Allah will crush their pride. Hadith Sahih in Muslim Sharif. لَا تَقُومُ السَّاعَةَ. Qiyamah will not come. حَتَّى يُقَاتِلَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ الْيَهُودِ. The Muslims will fight the Jews. So much so, حَتَّى يَخْتَبِئُ الْيَهُودِ. The Yahudi Jutla will run away and hide behind the Hajar and the Shajar, behind the tree and behind the stones. Even the tree and the stone will say, hey, you Jutla, get out from here. The tree and the stone will speak, Ya Abdullah Ta'al, tam Muslim, Khalfi Yahudiyun. There's a terrorist behind me. There's a Jutla behind me. Faqtulhu. Get rid of him. The question I want to pose to you, I'm ending. You, my brother, we know it's going to happen. What are you doing for Palestine? Did you ever cry for Palestine? Did we ever? I'm not here for collection or anything. I don't know all these things. But I'm asking you, how many rain, how many dollars? I don't know your money here of Swaziland. So how much did you give? For the love of Allah. Hadith in Musnad Ahmad ibn Majah, Maymuna radiallahu anha says, I asked Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, aftina fi Baytul Maqdis ya Rasulallah. He asked a fatwa regarding Baytul Maqdis. He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ya Ardul Mahshar wal Manshar, on the day of Qiyamah, you will stand there next to Aqsa and Salam. If we did nothing, what will happen to us? Agar humne kuch nahi ki, to phir kya hoga Qiyamah ke roz? Sochne ki baat hai. Sing properly, brothers. So cry to Allah, all of you, say, make intention. How we make intention? We want to go for Hajj. We want to go for Umrah. We want to go to Diyar-e Mustafa, Madinah Munawwara. Say, I will go to Aqsa, inshallah. We will go, inshallah. We must go and take your wives and your children so they must see the qurbani they made. I always like to end up with the story. 1992, I was there. I was facing Masjid al-Aqsa. This youngster, 9 years old, was facing me. Qa'qa. I told Qa'qa, Qa'qa, tomorrow, next day, we're going to South Africa. In Arabic, you come with. But she ne kya jawab di. What answer the youngster gave? I was crying after that. He said, Sheikh, you telling me you want to take me to Junubi Africa. If I leave here, who will... He turned around. He pointed to Aqsa, who will defend Masjid al-Aqsa? The children got that in their hearts. We have to defend Aqsa with our own lives. Khaybar, Khaybar, ya Yahud, inna jaysha Muhammad sawfa ya'ud. Remember Khaybar, remember Khaybar. We are the army of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We will give everything for you, O Aqsa. We will fall, Aqsa, you must not fall. That is Iman, brothers. Allah Jalla Wala protect the Haramain Sharifain. Allah protect Aqsa al-Mubarak. Allah give our brothers, sisters and victory and all of us. And Allah Ta'ala use us for His deen and make our khatima on Iman. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.